Zhu Jiejin is Associate Professor at the School of International Relations and Public Affairs, Fudan University in Shanghai. He says economic growth will top the agenda.
Several days ago, also the World Bank reduced its global economic growth prospect from the 3.3% to 2.9%. It's below 3%, so it's a bad economic growth prospect. For the G20 finance ministers, central bank governors, the ministers and the governors, of course, they will review the ongoing the economic development, its respective growth prospects, and the recent volatility in financial markets. And I think they will take decisive action to keep the global economic recovery on track.
The remark is echoed by Chinese Vice Finance Minister Zhou Guangyao, who said on Thursday that coordinated effort is needed among the group to send a positive signal to the world market. On Wednesday, the International Monetary Fund has also warned of higher risks for derailed global recovery and called for urgent policy actions to strengthen growth and manage vulnerabilities ahead of the upcoming Group of 20. Financial leaders also facing a range of issues, including wavering decisions on interest rates, slumping oil prices, and volatile currency exchange rates. Wei Liang is a senior researcher with the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations.
The phenomenon of exchange rate fluctuation is in general brought about by the currency policies of developed countries and their spillover effects. The phenomenon will be easily dealt with once the major issues in the meeting are properly handled.
At a meeting held by the Institute of International Finance, the Vice President of China Central Bank said his country will continue to keep flexible exchange rates based on supply and demand in the market. Yi Gang says China will maintain the basic stability of its exchange rate, though fluctuation against the U.S. dollar will increase a little. Earlier, U.S. Treasury Secretary Jake Blue pointed out that China should make it clear that the renminbi will not go through a large-scale depreciation, and more importantly, the country should resolutely stick to its reforms. Jim Yong Kim, president of the World Bank, has also made similar suggestions to the Chinese government while he's in China to attend the Group of 20 meeting of central bankers and finance ministers.
The message, of course, is stick with the structural reform agenda. And the second advice I would give is communicate. Now, the thing is, we've already seen change. And I think Premier Li Keqiang has stated very clearly that communication about decisions that are being made in terms of fiscal and monetary policy will be more important for China going forward. I think that's very, very welcome.
The World Bank chief made the remark after meeting with the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang earlier in Beijing. Premier Li Keqiang has assured the head of the World Bank that China is seeing a new dynamic for economic growth and creating new jobs. Li Keqiang said China has gained rich experience from its past development and has sufficient policies and tools to deal with the difficulties it faces and many new challenges and risks. Despite China's slowdown in economic growth, Kim said the country's nominal GDP for 2015 was still worth more than $13 trillion, and China's structural reform is actually working and sets a good example for sustainable world prosperity. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.